are finding answers to those unanswered questions that you have. I will come to you to help you.
In Wendy Martin's fourth grade class, it's time for students to work on their Connecticut history projects. Martin is a teacher at West Hartford's Whiting Lane School. One of Martin's students, Kyle Ribondo, has chosen a name that was recently added to the list of approved people, which used to consist mostly of Connecticut's usual cast of historical characters, such as Ethan Allen, Benedict Arnold, Nathan Hale, and Mark Twain.
I'm doing my Connecticut report on Joseph Cinque. He was a man who led the Amistad Revolt, and then he and his friends got the right to go back to Africa in Supreme Court.
Kyle had never heard of Cinque before Martin showed the class a PowerPoint with all of the people and places kids could choose to investigate. Kyle's happy with his pick.
He's a symbol of anti-slavery, and that's what this country stands for.
Another student, Angelina Morales, chose Dolly McLean, an African-American dancer who co-founded the Artists Collective in Hartford.
And I thought that was really cool because I like dancing, so I researched her.
Other additions to the Connecticut history list: Gladys Tenta Quidgen, a Mohegan medicine woman, painter Juan Fuentes Vizcarondo, and Walter Doc Hurley, a four-sport athlete and educator who created a scholarship program.
All right, so the rest of you, please go start your research.
About a third of Wendy Martin's class chose to research someone new to the list, but she says she wasn't pushing her students to do so.
I'm really not focused on, this person is a person of color, this person is not. I really try to keep it open so that they have the access and the options, but that they are able to connect on a personal level.
Still, Martin is quite sure students are picking up on the fact that more than white people have contributed to Connecticut's history.
In my opinion, if you are not showing a diverse list, then it's sending an unstated message, and this is sending a much more powerful message without saying it.
The diversifying of the Connecticut history list came about in part because of Carrie Nicewander, senior minister of Emmanuel Church in Hartford and a Whiting Lane parent. 3 years ago, she and her husband had come to the school to see their son and his fellow fourth graders present their research projects. All of the historical figures portrayed were white.
My husband and I were talking about it, and we're really disturbed because teaching children that the only people who matter in the history of Connecticut are white is teaching white supremacy.
So Nicewander decided to raise her concerns with her son's teacher.
We knew the teacher. We love the teacher. She's a great person who is certainly not intentionally teaching white supremacy.
The teacher immediately agreed with Nicewander, but explained she wasn't in a position to change the curriculum. In order for a name to make it onto that approved list, there had to be research done and support materials written at a fourth grade level. Nicewander offered to fix that problem. She'd find new names, research the people, and write them up. Meetings followed with curriculum specialists and Whiting Lane principal Karen Cookish. At first, Cookish did not believe that there weren't already people of color to choose from.
I said, well, of course there is, because I'm thinking, of course we would never have it any other way. And she said to me, well, name one. And I couldn't name one. And so I'm sitting there just extremely embarrassed, I think, and because this is something that I had seen year after year, and it never dawned on me.
Nicewander enlisted not only other parents, but also educators and writers from her congregation, to create a dozen new short biographies. Their efforts were welcomed by a group of curriculum specialists already at work on a new resource for students across the state called Where I Live, Connecticut. The bios Nicewander and her crew developed are being added to that website. And Cookish, the Whiting Lane principal, agreed to have Nicewander spearhead a series of racism trainings, some for teachers, some for parents and kids. Nicewander hopes the developments at the school help people feel more energized to take steps to unmask institutional racism.
And that this was just a story of a bunch of people saying, oh, I could do this, and I could do this, and we could do this, and then doing something.
Racism may be too huge to fix in our lifetimes, Nicewander says, but working together, we can begin to dismantle it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Temma Silk.